are saluting the veterans. Yes, Stand Down has been a tremendous success. And the Veterans Affairs Commissioner, Thomas Soddy, is the man that is really keeping it rolling along. And this is year number 20. Commissioner, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. I hope you're doing well, and thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity here to speak about Stand Down and to speak about honoring our veterans.
You know, let me say this to you. You have really been involved, and you can just tell. And you know something? When you do something like this, I remember when this started 20 years ago, and people didn't know if it was going to be a success or what, and all of you, who worked as commissioners, made it a number one thing. And it was, look at how successful it's been and what you've done for the veterans.
You know, I have to thank prior commissioners, as you said, who have made this a success over the past 2+ decades, and for their commitment to our veterans and handing to me the opportunity to continue this tradition of Stand Down. Now we have Stand Down 2018. And as you said, some people question whether it might be a success, but it has been a success. We have changed and updated it over the years, and this year is no exception.
Now, I understand that last year more than 70 agencies and organizations provided these free services, and maybe you can run down, because I'm sure there are folks listening that don't really realize what is being done, and the veterans are just thrilled to death.
Yes, absolutely, Brad. Last year, more than 70, and this year we expect just north of 100
Wow.
state and federal agencies, community-based providers, veteran service organizations, and volunteer groups to come together at our Rocky Hill campus on September 21st to provide a full spectrum of programs, benefits, and other services for our veterans. I mean, and this includes our judicial branch, motor vehicles, Department of Labor, Department of Social Services, and so many other state agencies who will have providers there. Federal agencies will be there providing support services and programs and benefits, community-based providers and nonprofits, and our veteran service organization. And we'll be providing things such as free dental screening, medical screenings and care, employment and educational assistance, legal assistance, federal benefits and state benefits information, and housing referrals. That's just to scratches the surface of what we will have this year at Rocky Hill Stand Down 2018.
And you know, when you think about it, when you think about all the work that it takes, but when you're down there and you're talking with the veterans, you're talking about their careers in the service and so on and so forth, you realize what a tremendous undertaking it is, but what a tremendous gift it is as well, because those veterans are absolutely thrilled. They truly are.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of service, Brad, I want to thank you for your service in the United States Marine Corps, for your continued service to this state, and in particular for your, you know, continued support of our veterans, and not only our veterans and service members, but you are there also for the families, because families of veteran service members serve along with their members of the armed forces, whether it is a time of war or when they return home with the visible or invisible wounds of war. And that is another reason why Stand Down is so important. It's because there may be individual veterans out there who don't know about the services that may be available for them, don't think that they either qualify or that they should even be seeking these out. So this is an opportunity for even those veterans who are not sure whether there is something out there for them or whether they qualify for something, to learn about the programs, benefits, and services that may be available, including employment opportunities. We're going to have some community-based private businesses that will be there as well, looking for those individuals who may have skill sets to transfer from the military to private employment. So it's also just an opportunity to learn what may be out there, even if you're not specifically seeking a particular program, benefit, or service.
You know, Commissioner, when you talk about this, you can tell just how you feel. And this is one thing that disappoints me sometimes, and the reason that I talk about the Department of Veterans Affairs quite frequently is because I don't think that all of the people of the state realize what is done. And when you see the veterans, that's when you know. That's when you know that it's happening, they're happy, and it takes you. How long does it take you now to organize this, to get it the way you want it, because it runs from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.? How long does it take you? Because it's run like clockwork. I've been there so many times. But I just thought the audience as a whole would like to know how long.
You know, the team that I have at the Department of Veterans Affairs starts planning for stand down the next year, quite literally the week after we're done with stand down in the prior year. So the planning for stand down 2018 began the week after we wrapped up stand down 2017. We did our after action review. We reviewed what went right, what went wrong. And I got to tell you, it's the staff at the Department of Veterans Affairs and my leadership team over there and the people that work for them, as well as the volunteers, that make this happen. It is not the commissioner who makes it happen. It is having a great team at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and again, our partners throughout state and federal government, community-based partners, nonprofits, and our veteran service organizations that come together. But it is a lot of planning. I want to thank everybody who's worked so hard to make this happen, because it is so important. And I'm passionate about this because we are serving our veterans, serving those who serve. And you know this, Brad, that it is only because of those who have served that we have the privilege of living in this free and democratic nation. So this is something to give back. But it's not only on the day of stand down, September 21st this year, but every day that the Department of Veterans Affairs and our DVA team and so many people across the state are providing program services and support for our veterans. And we just need to make sure that we connect our veterans with the programs and services that are there for them, and that we continue to remember and honor their service to this nation.
Well, again, I want to thank you for being with me, and any time, you know that. All you have to do is pick up the telephone. If you got something that you want to get out there, we'll get it out there for you. And again, congratulations, and you've got some fabulous, fabulous people that work there, and we're just so proud to be a part of it.
Brad, thank you so much. I want to thank you for your continued support for WDRC and their support of our veterans and getting the word out. And one final thing, there is no pre-registration required. Those who are eligible can show up at our Rocky Hill campus, use the DOT-provided transportation throughout our five congressional districts, and you can register right on site. Thank you for your service, and I want to thank our Connecticut veterans for their service to our state and our nation.
Commissioner, we'll see you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. And that's it. And I'll tell you, it is just an incredible something. And I'll never forget the first one.